I describe it as the worst cold you've ever had.
That's Dr. John Lanza, the director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, talking about the respiratory syncytial virus, an infection that causes symptoms that feel like a cold or the flu but last much longer.
You get what feels like the flu as far as fever, sore throat, and respiratory, runny nose, and cough, but it lasts for a long time, 2-3 weeks sometimes, whereas the flu, you're sick for 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and then it's gone.
Respiratory syncytial virus, and let's just agree to call it RSV from now on, has a season that mirrors the flu season, beginning around now in November and tapering off in the spring. Unlike the flu, there is no vaccine for RSV, and this year, the infection has really taken hold in our region.
We're having twice as many cases as suspect cases as we saw last year at this time. And interestingly enough, about 45% of them are actually positive, whereas last year, just a few percent were actually positive of the suspect cases. So a very significant increase in the number of actual cases. Not sure why. Perhaps it's just an early start to the RSV season.
RSV can be little more than a seasonal annoyance for many people, but for others, it can be far more serious. Very young infants and people with compromised immune systems are among those that Dr. Lanza says can suffer serious harm from RSV.
It does have very significant, cause significant problems for those who have immune suppression. So the very young and the very old have problems with RSV. For children, it produces what we call bronchiolitis, which is an inflammation of the lower airways, and it can be, children can end up in the pediatric intensive care units, and it can be fatal in some situations if not handled properly.
And as we said, there is no vaccine for RSV, but there are some medications that can make it harder to contract the illness or make the illness less severe. However, those meds have to be taken beforehand and will not help someone who already has RSV. The medications are usually only given to premature infants who could get life-threatening complications. It's also suggested that if your child has RSV, you should keep them home from school. The question is, how can you tell if it's a cold, the flu, or RSV?
Well, it's really difficult to determine, even for physicians, to determine the difference between some of the cold symptoms, the flu, and RSV. We do have some tests that can be performed in certain situations. But generally speaking, if you get during this time of the year, from October through February, March, if you get a sore throat, then you start having coughing, runny nose, and just lots and lots and lots of mucus, more mucus than you can possibly think of, that is probably RSV, also with a fever.
And at that point, get some rest, drink plenty of fluids, and take something to control the fever. If you suspect your child has RSV and is having trouble breathing, you should probably take him to see a doctor. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.